not look like a member of the Black Sun Syndicate.
I never said I was.
You haven't said you aren't either.
The massive figure shifted slightly, finding a new balance.
I'm seeking information concerning a woman called Lima Zandret.
Never heard of her.
Are you certain of that?
I thought I was the one asking questions here.
You thought wrong.
The Mandalorian raised one arm to point at her. A hatch in his sleeve opened, revealing the flamethrower she'd heard in action earlier. She steadied her grip and tried desperately to remember where the weak points on Mandalorian armor were. If there were any. Don't! Said a commanding voice to her left. Laren glanced automatically and saw a young man in robes standing with one hand raised in the universal stop signal. The sight of him dropped her guard momentarily. A sheet of powerful flame roared at her. She ducked, and it seared the air bare millimeters over her head. She let off a round that ricocheted harmlessly from the Mandalorian's chest plate and rolled for cover. It was hard to say what surprised her more. A Jedi down deep in the bowels of Coruscant? Or the fact that he had the facial tattoos of a Khifu native, just like her. Shigar took in the confrontation with a glance. He'd never fought a Mandalorian before, but he had been carefully instructed in the art by his master. They were dangerous, very dangerous, and he almost had second thoughts about taking this one on. Even together, he and a single battered-looking soldier would hardly be sufficient. Then flame arced across the head of the soldier, and his instincts took over. The soldier ducked for cover with admirable speed. Shigar lunged forward, lightsaber raised, to slash at the net that inevitably headed his way. The whine of the suit's jetpack drowned out the angry sizzling of Shigar's blade as he cut himself free. Before the Mandalorian had gained barely a meter of altitude, Shigar force-pushed him sideways into the building beside him, thereby crushing off the jet's exhaust vent. With a snarl, the Mandalorian landed heavily on both feet and fired two darts in quick succession, both aimed at Shigar's face. Shigar deflected them and moved closer, dancing lightly on his feet. From a distance, he was at a disadvantage. Mandalorians were masters of ranged weaponry and would do anything to avoid hand-to-hand combat, except in one of their infamous gladiatorial pits. If he could get near enough to strike, with the soldier maintaining a distracting cover fire, he might just get lucky. A rocket exploded above his head, then another. They weren't aimed at him, but at the city's upper levels. Rubble rained down on him, forcing him to protect his head. The Mandalorian took advantage of that slight distraction to dive under his guard and grip him tight about the throat. Shigar's confusion was complete. But Mandalorians weren't supposed to fight at close quarters. Then he was literally flying through the air, hurled by his assailant's vast physical strength into a wall. He landed on both feet, stunned but recovering quickly, and readied himself for another attack. The Mandalorian ran three long steps to his right, leaping one, two, three onto piles of rubbish, and from there onto a roof. More rockets arced upward, tearing through the ferrocrete columns of a monorail. Slender spears of metal warped and fell toward Shigar and the soldier. Only with the greatest exertion of the force that Shigar could summon was he able to deflect them into the ground around them, where they stuck fast, quivering.
He's getting away!
The soldier's cry was followed by another explosion. A grenade hurled behind the escaping Mandalorian destroyed much of